This is Shauna Lee, and welcome to this week's The Soul Frequency Sessions. Real talk about real life and how to raise your energy frequency. So, how were the eclipses? Checking in on energy. It's so fascinating because there's such an intensity when it comes to these shifts that happen. And it's, you know, the past couple of years, like I've talked about several times, like I just feel the energy when planets move and when things happen in our solar system. And it's just a reminder that we're all connected to all things. And if we, you know, open our antenna, so to speak, that we can, you know, have these shared experiences with all kinds of life forms and planets and all of these things. And so, you know, when I feel something coming on, I go and I look and I'm like, what's going on? Like even full moons are, I am a Cancer sun sign. So full moons are a thing for me, but I don't typically track this stuff. I just am going about my life. And when I feel something big happening, I will go and look for like, what's going on in our solar system and what's going on our planet. And pretty quickly, I'm usually led to like, oh, right, it's that energy. And I kind of like that because instead of looking ahead in advance and then my linear logical mind getting involved in what I think it's going to be, I'm just allowing myself to sense and feel into life. And then if something feels different or interesting or particularly intense, I will go and like kind of say, is there an event going on that might be causing some of this energy? So it's really an interesting thing. And, you know, that happened like with March 25th's eclipse, like kind of heading into that time, it's like, ooh, the energy is getting really intense. Like what's going on? And it's been lively. I'll say that and all of the time that these things happen, like I think in the earlier stages, I felt kind of like, what is happening? I almost had like some resistance in my body about it. But on the more recent side, you could say that we get used to riding the waves in life. So that's one thing for sure. But I just feel like when I feel that energy, I'm just kind of surrendering to it. It's like, oh, we don't have to, you know, freak out about this or whatever is occurring in our life that might feel intense at the time. Like, what if we just bring a sense of surrender to that? Like, it becomes kind of futile to fight, right? To go up against certain energies or to feel like we have to like meet them all head on, when really, like, if we just become, you know, I picture somebody kind of like swaying with their body, like moving with the wind. If we move with the wind of life energetically, it becomes a bit of a easier path, right? A path of acceptance and a path of going with the flow rather than trying to swim upstream or trying to fight. And, you know, a lot of the fight that we have in us is, you know, from a lot of the things that we've experienced in this lifetime and previous lifetimes. And, you know, different people have a different constitution to that, but some people really are like fighting, right? Fighting their way through life, fighting people, fighting themselves. Like, I mean, if we're in that fight or flight mode, it's showing up in every area of our lives. And so it's interesting to look at the different areas of your life and say, like, what am I fighting? And where do I need to kind of just notice what is and surrender instead of going up against it? Because the amount of energy it takes to go up against somebody or something, like we can get into this mode where we just are doing it all the time. And that energy is intense for other people too, like, but it's intense for yourself if you're doing that. And it can be exhausting. And since we are, you know, I think at the beginning of my transformation journey, I kind of was like, right, I'm going to move through this. And then, you know, this idea that you get to the other side and then you're just like done, complete, like everything will go back to normal. It'll all feel like, you know, very happily in the 3D and nothing else but that. And then you start to realize like, oh, this shift in perspective and the shift in frequency that I'm experiencing, like, it doesn't go away. Like the way you start to process the world, the way you start to have, you know, kind of spidey senses for a lot more stuff, like you can again fight that, or you can try to wish it away in certain, you know, in certain contexts, but you can also just accept that. And you can also just breathe into it and integrate it and have a sense of peace about all of the movement, right? It's like, it's so interesting because when we panic as human beings, like we have these very physical representations in our body of our panic. Like if you got super scared about something, your blood pressure would go up. And the more your blood pressure goes up, you might panic even more. And then your blood pressure goes up more. Like when we go into panic mode in our lives, we're not only physically going through a lot, but emotionally going through a lot. And sometimes like your thoughts can start spinning. I mean, it can just be like a spiral, and you know, where it just keeps going faster, faster and faster. And that's what, you know, kind of this panic, whether it's a physical or emotional or spiritual experience we're having, can escalate situations. And so how do we remain kind of like at zero point through life's, you know, energetic shifts, and how do we show up to those? I mean, these are just valuable questions to ask ourselves. And, you know, we go through phases, so we're not gonna, you know, we're not gonna master this probably on day one, but I just look at my journey and I think, so interesting how we just start showing up differently. And maybe like in some respects in my own journey, I've exhausted myself in certain ways to the point where, you know, surrender happens at the end point of exhaustion. It's just like, oh, I can't keep doing this anymore. I've tired myself out. I got to just like surrender to this, right? I can't keep fighting this. And sometimes that's valuable. Sometimes we got to take that journey. It's not about getting it perfect or that there's any idea of what's quote unquote right. It's more about just being true to ourselves and trying to become more and more aware in the moment. So if these times are becoming more intense for you as we, you know, are shifting here on the planet or things are going on in your life, first of all, just sending you so much love, but also like just looking within and saying, how am I showing up to this? And how do I want to show up to this? Like, what's a different possibility of how I'm showing up to this? What else can I create in this moment that is going to feel, you know, more loving to me, more loving to other people, that's going to have my body be in a more calm, you know, space? All of that is super valid. You know, these are positive evolved changes that we're going through, and we're seeing so much. I mean, you guys, there's like so much going on that is shifting the planet. I mean, it's really spectacular in so many ways, not easy, but spectacular. And, you know, we're all here kind of, you know, holding space for this and going through our own process and clearing out, you know, any parts within us that need to be cleared so that we can continue to raise our frequency. So I just commend you for being on the journey, for showing up, you know, for looking at these things. Like, it's not everybody who even has the awareness at this point to look at these things. So if you have felt called to this episode and you're here listening to it, like you're ready to hear it and ready to start integrating it, which is a really beautiful thing. So like give yourself a big hug and say, yay for me. Yay for me for showing up at this level and playing at this level and doing my own inner work so that I could, you know, be experiencing what I'm experiencing right now. So just sending you so much love on the eclipse vibes as we're coming out that portal, and knowing that everything that you experienced during this small window of time is integrating, and what can you learn from it? You know, maybe if you journal, like, ooh, what was that? What can I learn from it? Is all super, super valuable. I'll see you guys back here next week. Hey, lovely. This is Shauna Lee. I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Soul Frequency Show. If you got even one piece of valuable information, head over to Apple Podcasts and share a review with your takeaways. And follow us, because we got lots more goodness to come. We are spreading the love far and wide. And you know where to find me, over at IG at the Soul Frequency. Until the next time, love, here's to positive vibes and powerful awakenings.